All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the Senate stands adjourned.
And with that bang, the Massachusetts legislature early this morning finished up its 2017-2018 session. In the busy final hours, compromises emerged on many issues, but two key measures received no final action. WBUR's Steve Brown was there as the gavel fell, has been at the State House all night long, and joins us from there this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So yesterday, Steve, you told Morning Edition about all the bills lawmakers had hoped to complete before time ran out. But as we just said, two big ones will have to wait until next year. Which ones are those?
Education funding and health care financing reform. They fell by the wayside as the House and the Senate just could not reach agreements. They did manage to get some other major bills to Governor Baker's desk, including an opioid treatment bill, an economic development bill, a clean energy bill, and an animal welfare and safety bill.
Well, let's talk about some of those and start with the opioid bill. What's in the final package that's headed to Governor Baker?
Well, it focuses on prevention as well as treatment. People who wind up in the emergency room because of an overdose will be able to go directly into care as opposed to being released back to the street. State Representative Denise Garlick of Needham says since people would be treated with medication in the ER, there's less of a need for an involuntary hold as was originally proposed by Governor Baker.
The introduction of medication-assisted treatment in the emergency room gives us an opportunity to decrease the suffering that individual is actually having and give them a pathway to make a decision for voluntary care in what is hopefully good community support systems that they are connected to from the emergency room.
The bill also sets up a process to credential so-called recovery coaches. It requires by the year 2020 electronic prescribing of drugs and allows for the partial filling of prescriptions. Now, I'm told by people in the administration that the governor is pleased with this compromise, saying it has about 90% of what was originally proposed.
Another priority for Governor Baker was the economic development bill considered by lawmakers. Lawmakers were able to pass that?
They did. It came in very late last night, but they did pass it. It provides $1 billion for jobs through training and infrastructure, promotes arts and tourism industries, reforms non-compete agreements so that employees would be free to pursue their careers, bans a practice known as patent trolling, and something that a lot of people are interested in. It contains a 2-day tax-free holiday, and that'll be taking place in just a week and a half on August 11th and 12th.
All right, let's talk about bills that didn't make it overnight. Education financing is one. What happened?
Both sides just could not see eye to eye on this. Of course, the bill was based on a report put together a few years back by the Foundation Budget Review Commission. The Senate wanted to increase spending on public education by $1 billion annually. The House proposed only about a third of that. Senate President Karen Spilka expressed disappointment that a final agreement could not be reached.
The Foundation Budget Review Commission did tremendous work. They were very thorough, presenting their recommendations, which were adopted. And this is something that everybody supported. This is something that we need to get through the legislature so that we can start implementing the full number of their recommendations.
Spilka and others were also disappointed that no agreement could be reached on a health care financing bill. House Majority Leader Ron Mariano, who led negotiations for the House, told the State House News Service that both sides were just too far apart philosophically to come to a resolution. The health care financing bill lost a lot of steam in recent weeks when several business groups came out against both the House and Senate bills. The businesses said those bills did not address cost growth in the state's Medicaid program.
So some of this means that the legislature will be considering these issues again in the next legislative session, and that Governor Baker has some issues to consider that are now on his desk as of this morning, Steve.
Things to look forward to in 2019.
All right. WBUR's Steve Brown at the State House this morning. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Bob.